story. Never gave up on me. I thank Sister Robin for her obedience. Amen. And working with me this morning. Amen. You may be seated. In the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Presence of the Lord is in this place. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody give him praise. Give him glory. If he's your rescue story. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you're good. And you're greatly to be praised. Thank you, Holy Spirit. After that, the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Jesus said, you shall receive power. Power to be witnesses. You may serve a feckless God, an ineffective God, but I serve a God who has all power. And he's willing to give that power unto us. Amen. Receive the power today. Amen. Of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, I won't leave you comfortless. But if I go, I'll come again to receive you to myself. But in the interim, while you're waiting for me to return, I'm going to pour out the Holy Spirit. And he will give you power. Amen. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just have to ignore folk and say, excuse me while I worship. Excuse me while I praise. You don't know like I know what he's done for me, so I'm going to praise him in spite of you. Amen. You'll get it after a while, but in the interim, I'm going to praise him. Amen. Whoo, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Somebody rushing to see the basketball game. Somebody rushing to eat dinner. But I'd rather praise God. Because nothing's more important than my worship of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I'll go as soon as he let me go. As soon as he allows me to go, as soon as he allows me to move, I'll move. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his holy name. I want somebody on the left side, just say praise. All I want you to say is praise. On my right side, just say him. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Give them glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Turn to the book of Job. Hallelujah. If you would. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let him have his way. That's all right with me. Amen. You know, sometimes you just get tired of suppressing the praise. So go on and give him glory, give him honor, and give him praise. Amen. You would have lost your mind if God hadn't intervened. And you got to praise because he brought you through. Amen. Some of you wouldn't have made it through the week had God not intervened. And so you ought to give him praise. Amen. He's worthy. Hallelujah. None of us has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. You ought to give him praise, to my knowledge. Amen. Come on, somebody. Woo! You know, I thought about that thing. You know, the saints ought to take the universal precautions. Now, we aren't foolish. We're to be wise. But we've got an extra layer of protection. Amen. Hallelujah. God's our extra layer of protection. We've got the shield of faith that will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. Good God Almighty. Woo! Hallelujah. So put it all on and do all the things you need to do. Amen. Wash your hands and don't go around people who are sneezing and all that kind of stuff. But make sure you have on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That extra layer of protection. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalmist said 1,000 will fall on one side and 10,000 on the other, but it won't come nigh me because I dwell in a secret place. Amen. Y'all bear with me today. Job chapter 2. I went Job chapter 1 and didn't know why God didn't allow me to go to 2 last time, and now I understand it, and we'll try to move on and just touch on this subject and move right along as the Lord leads and dictates today. But Job 2, and we're going to read 10 verses of scripture. Now, I've been taught, don't get mad with me, I'm talking about what I've been taught now, that you don't really want to go far beyond 10 verses. Amen. That's just what I've been taught. Amen. Praise God. But I do have one more verse after these 10. Amen. Job 2. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity. Although thou movest me against him to destroy him without a cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Yea, all that a man have will he give for his life. But put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot until his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal. And he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. And then 42:10, verse I read last time that kind of gives a summation of Job's trials. Job 42:10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. I want to talk about the cost of the anointing. Subtitle it, I'll Be Back. The cost of the anointing. I'll be back. Amen. Praise God. I think we can learn from Job's plight and situation that the anointing, the touch of God on our lives, I know there are many other definitions, but I'm going to use normal nomenclature today and just keep it real. The touch of God on our lives to perform or to do his will, that's kind of what the anointing is. Praise his holy name. But it costs us something. There's a cost germane to or related to the anointing. It's not cheap. Job paid a price for the touch of God upon his life. Cost him something. Amen. But we also extrapolate from the life of Job that Job had a great comeback. He was revived. Amen. God turned his situation. He turned his captivity. So we'll pay a price as well for the anointing on our lives. But we can also say, like Job, or see from Job's experience, that we'll be back. I dare you to tell somebody, I'll be back. I might be going through right now. I might be struggling right now. I might be experiencing a trial right now, but I will be back. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The cost of the anointing. But I'll be back. I was gobsmacked, not God smacked, but I was gobsmacked. It just means that I was amazed. Early on in my ministry, when I found that a lot of my compeers or associates or friends, pastor friends, not including Pastor Michael, I'm not talking about him, but a lot of my pastor friends, notwithstanding again Pastor Michael, could go to the movies on Saturday night, go out to dinner. Oh, y'all not, maybe you're not going to like it, but I don't care. I'm going to preach it anyway because I'm talking about the cost of the anointing. And often we want stuff that's cheap, that's inexpensive. But David said, I don't want to offer anything to the Lord that doesn't cost me something. We baby saints too much. If it causes some discomfort, then we don't even want to go there because they might leave the church. So they're wearing bibs and Pampers up in the house of God. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. I was incredulous. I was surprised that they could do that before they preached on Sunday morning. Now, I'm not saying there's anything inherently wrong with going to the movies, and definitely nothing wrong with going out to dinner. But for years I didn't know what it was to go out to dinner on a Saturday night. Been about 2 years since I've been to a movie. My God, help me somebody. Because I understand that there's a cost associated with the anointing of God. And if you want God to rest on your life, you can't do what everyone else is doing. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. I ain't trying to be like Mike. I'm trying to be like Jesus. Therefore, I can't do what everyone else is doing and expect God's glory to light upon my life. Amen. Can't bring the club in the church and get as close to it as I want to, and then still expect God to bless me on Sunday morning. No, the glory lifts because you compromise. Amen. Hallelujah. God really doesn't care how gifted you are. He wants to know how consecrated you are. How much have you given of yourself unto him? Amen. Amen. There's a cost associated with the anointing. Some folks survive on their gifts. Amen. Yeah, you can sing, and yeah, preachers can preach you happy. It doesn't mean the touch of God's on their life. They have charisma. But if you want God's touch on your life for real, then you're going to pay a price. You're going to pay a price. I taught English, so if I mess it up, I'm not worried about it. Amen. Not because I don't know any better. It's just I'm flowing. Amen. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. But there's a cost for the anointing to fall on your life. I used to wonder, we had an old choir we put together, not Faith Word, but the church that I attended. Man, we would go in there and those people would sing the glory there. They would go out in the community and God would just bless them. They would be with some of the esteemed choirs in the state. They'd be singing, and when they finished singing, the whole church caught on fire. Well, my wife told me later that one of the things that they did prior to singing that afternoon, or prior to singing on that service, or at that service, they always fasted. Amen. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Before they worshiped, or before they presented the songs, because they understood that there was a cause connected to the anointing, and God honored their sacrifice. Amen. Amen. Y'all know I'll say amen to myself now. Oh, praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I was amazed, because the Lord wouldn't allow me to do that. He wouldn't allow me to do some of those things. Matter of fact, I didn't really even want to do them, because my focus because my focus was on pleasing the Lord and making sure that there was no impediment in my life that would hinder the flow of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Evil communication corrupts when you connect with folk. Amen. And learn about doing any good. Don't tell me it won't rub off on you. Amen. Praise God and affect you. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Well, I can put it this way. The Bible said, come out from amongst them. We don't like that anymore. The last time you heard that. Come out from amongst them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. And I'll be your God. You'll be my people and I'll receive you unto myself. Amen. Don't mean you don't love folk. You love folk. But you don't become tainted by them. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's a cost. Amen. One must pay if he or she is going to walk in the anointing. On Saturdays, even now, when I'm not even preaching most of the time, I can't even find myself going. I have access to a lot of stuff on television, but I can't find myself going to much of it because I keep going to YouTube and trying to find some praise and trying to find some worship and trying to find some kind of anointed song to build my spirit. Amen. 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 Kind of difficult, too. When you go in there, it's still kind of difficult because, oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Not a whole lot out there, really. A lot of performing, but not a lot of anointing. Good God Almighty. Amen. I'm going to move on. But they don't browbeat me with this foolishness, touch not my anointed. Oh, y'all don't like, touch not my anointed, okay. And do my prophets no harm. Well, who said you were anointed? Who said it? You? Self-appointed? Self-anointed? And I've got to fear you? The devil is a liar. If you are anointed, you ought to act like it. If you are anointed, you ought to walk like it. If you are anointed, you ought to talk like it. If you are anointed, you ought to live like it. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. I get tired of these weird folk. Oh, y'all don't want it. Don't break me up if you don't want the truth now, because I've got to share it. Folk that seem like they're a little imbalanced to me and call themselves anointed. Because I thank God for your gifts, but when you come out of your anointing, when you come down, you have to be able to communicate and love folk and go to work on time. Amen, God, I'm preaching right. Shoo. There isn't an anointing to come on your life until you be late perpetually. The devil is a liar. Amen. And that's why it's difficult for the saints sometimes to have influence in the marketplace. Because they shouting on the one hand, but they aren't diligent on the other. Amen, but we ought to be excellent in all that we do. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Then we'll have influence. Amen, praise God. So I just want you to know, and I'll use the word consecration, if we're going to have God's touch on our lives, if we're going to have the anointing on our lives, then we often have to pay the price of consecration. Amen. That means to be set apart for sacred use. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, brother, I will. But set apart for sacred use. I hear Mother Scott, Pastor Scott say it all the time. Talk about being holy. We sung that today, thank God. Amen. But that's what being holy is, being set apart for sacred use. I don't want to go everywhere my girlfriends go. Amen. I don't talk about everything they talk about in a beauty parlor. Amen. I don't go everywhere my boys go. I don't talk about everything they talk about in the shop, in the barber shop. Amen. We can go there, but they notice that when they go to a certain subject, I draw the line. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. That's what being holy is. And the opposite of holiness is not sin. We think that. Sin is the opposite of unrighteousness. I mean, sin is the opposite of righteousness. But the opposite of holiness is commonness. You just become like everybody else. And you lose your holiness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matter of fact, in the scriptures, when the Bible says saints, if you break down that word saints, the interpretation today would be holy ones. So when Paul referenced the saints, he's saying, you holy ones. Amen. But the devil wants to steal our holiness. Amen. I'm going to move on. Praise God. Have you ever wondered? I mean, some of y'all saints have been in the church a while. You know, you've been here and you've seen some things. Y'all were there when they were rocking the church without the Hammond organ and all that stuff. Amen. But have you ever noticed that it's the word now? And we got to have that word. We got to be in that word. And that's true. But it used to be the Holy Bible. But now we've taken the word holy. Because the word is less offensive. Amen. Never thought the word holy would become a bad word in the church. Woo! Amen. So we have to be consecrated. That's a price we have to pay if we want the anointing of God on our lives. Consecration. But as we look at Job, we find something else out. We find out that Job had to go through tribulation. Amen. And if you want the anointing of God on your life, you're going to experience some tribulation, some trouble, some trial. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which try you. You're going to go through something. Amen. But you ought to look at it as if God is intensifying the anointing on your life and it's just adding fuel to the fire. Great God Almighty. Hey, good God Almighty. He's just increasing the anointing on your life. Amen. Tribulation, trouble. If you want the anointing, the touch of God on your life, yes, you're going to go through some things. Matter of fact, I don't really want anybody ministering to me who hasn't gone through something. Good God Almighty. Hey, because they can get on the other side and tell me how to come out. Brother, I didn't see my way, but God made a way. Brother, I couldn't see how I was coming out, but God, he brought me out. My God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost up in this place. Great God Almighty. Woo. Amen. Good God Almighty. Amen. This gospel is not a pretty antiseptic gospel. It's a gospel that allows me to go through heck and high water, but to come out unscathed on the other side and say, nobody but the Lord, he brought me out. Great God Almighty. Old saints used to say, I might have to cry sometime. But that's all right. Jesus will fix it after a while. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. It's just adding fuel to the fire. Amen. Because if I hold on, I'm coming out. I will return. I will be back. God will revive me. After a while, good God Almighty. Let me. Woo! Hey! 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 Good God Almighty. Woo! I wonder, have you paid a price for the anointing on your life? You hadn't told everybody everything. There's still some secrets, but God brought you through those dark places in your life, and now you're ready to say nobody but the Lord. He healed me when I was sick. He delivered me when I was bound. He brought me out when I was boxed in. Nobody. Woo! Hey! Hey! That's why I unapologetically praise him. I unapologetically worship him. Because you don't know my story. You don't know how low I've been, but how God reached way there. Hey. Hey! God, help me, Holy Ghost. Heal my back without my seeing a chiropractor. Oh, he put it all in the right place. I'm so glad he's able today. Amen. It was all because I was paying a price for the anointing. For his touch to fall on my life. Amen. Tribulation. And so Job, the Bible tells me, and I'm almost finished, Job. Hey, you know the story, much of it. We talked about how he lost his possessions and his children in chapter 1. But here in chapter 2, the enemy afflicts Job with boils from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Many doctors believe it was a form or a type of skin cancer. And the sores, if you will, were separating. Stuff was coming out of the sores. Hallelujah. And it says Job just took a piece of ceramic, if you will, and he took it and he just started scraping the soul, because that was the only way he could get some kind of relief. Many believe Job couldn't even sleep during this time because the pain was so unbearable and the situation was so uncomfortable. Now, when I thought about Job doing this scraping just to get a second of relief, I thought about how folk have gone through stuff. And how many of you might still be going through stuff. And you're just scraping. Trying to get 1 second of relief. Pain on your left and pain on your right. But if I can position myself this way, maybe I'll find some relief. You're just scraping because pain, the pain is unbearable. But I came here to tell you God will bring you out. God will. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Scraping. Can I find a second of relief? God, can you just lift the burden enough to let me get a momentary break? But God, if you hold on, he'll bring you out. Like, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hey! 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 Somebody, look at somebody and say, I'm in pain right now, but I'll be back. I trust God to bring me out. Hallelujah. Shout, I'll be back. Great God of mine. I'm just paying the price for the anointing right now, but I know God's going to turn it around in the end, and I'll be back. Hey. Hey. Woo. God, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Consecration, tribulation, Job was going through it. But then there's a little separation. When you're walking out, you're going to receive the anointing and pay the price. Sometimes the price is separation. Everybody not going to like you. Everybody's not going to be with you. His friends started to distance themselves from him and talk about him. But not only did his friends, his own wife, oh, y'all don't like me. Said, curse God and die. And somebody said she got that right. Had he cursed God, he might have died. But it can cause the anointing, when God's intensifying the anointing in your life, it can cause a fissure, it can cause a stretch or a division in the family. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. You know, when you used to go to club with them, but now you're going to church, sometimes that can cause a problem. Thank God when everybody gets saved in the family, that's a good thing, but that doesn't always happen. And it can cause separation. Amen. But when that happens, you ought to just know. You just paying the price. It's the cost of the anointing. My own family doesn't invite me to cookouts. Somebody said, that's because you preaching all the time. The devil is a liar. I don't say a word. And they still don't invite me. They have family reunions and I find out about them a week later. But it's the cause. of the anointing. And sometimes you have to be willing to walk by yourself if necessary. Oh God, help me, Holy God. Before I close, even save some of my saved relatives. Don't invite me. It's the cost of the anointing. Because there's a jealous spirit. Oh, y'all don't like. I might as well hit it while I'm here, right? I might as well go to every area while I'm here. Then I can take my seat. Because sometime in the church, there's envy and jealousy. Amen. And if they think you're getting one or two more accolades than they're getting, they have issues with you and they'd rather not have you around. I ought to just preach this, but you ought to come down off that foolishness. It's God. To God be the glory. And it ought not matter who gets the credit and who gets the glory. Amen. God, help me, somebody. Amen. I'm just as happy when somebody else is ministering and the Spirit is moving as I am when I'm doing it myself. I'm praying for them. I don't care where it comes from as long as it comes from God. Amen. 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 But when you have to be Bishop so-and-so and you've got to be, you know, they, oh, y'all don't like me. Amen. Been in church a long time. When you have to be bishop somebody to say you're a little bit better than the pastors because you're a bishop now. I believe that. Okay, pastor. And some of them have difficulty spelling bishop, but they oh God, help me somebody. Michael, you did that one. Now you told me. But they're bishops and they're better than the average pastor. Amen. Praise God. So they can become envious. I've seen that it can cause separation. But the last thing I find is that God turned Job's situation around. And I call that revivification. It's reviving. It's reviving you. Amen. It's bringing you back. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good God Almighty. Pastor Mike, I dare you to say I'll be back. Amen. Come on, Pastor. Say I'll be back. Amen. 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 He had to shut down his church, but he can say to the devil, I'll be back. Amen. It was just a temporary setback because God is not through with him yet. I'll be back. Say that. Good God Almighty. Elder Sandy used to dance around Faith Word Church and all of that. And we had some glorious times. And I remember her crying when we had to shut it down. But I dare you, Elder Sandy, to say, I'll. My God, I feel the anointing. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. But what I like, thank you, Sister Renee. But what I really like about God is he doesn't bring you back on the same level that you left. He brings you back with double the blessing, double the anointing, double the glory. When he brings you out, he brings you out as pure gold. Say yeah. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a setback, but I'll be back. Say yeah. I'm going through right now, but I'll be back. I'm going through some trouble and some trial, but God's going to turn it around and bring me back. He turned Job's captivity, and Job had twice what he had when he went in. Yes, The anointing was intensified. Matter of fact, the Bible tells me the folk just came from nowhere and started to bring Job money. Say yeah. And all of a sudden, hey, Job's possession started to increase. Hey, don't you worry when God starts taking stuff away. When he allows stuff to go away, all it is a sign that he gonna do better. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. God, I feel the anointing. Great. God, I feel the anointing. Woo! Hey! Hallelujah! Woo! Oh, God. It just means he's going to do better on the other side. He's going to intensify the anointing on the other side. And what you thought you had will pale in comparison to what you have when you come out on the other side. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're just paying the price for the anointing. But you'll be back and better than ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hear stories sometimes about how folk are going through. But I'm not discouraged because I've been through myself. And I know that God is just taking them through a process. And on the other side, the anointing is just going to be that much greater. If you believe that, give God. Give him a praise. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, some kind of anointing, the same kind that was on Joshua. Say, everywhere the soles of your feet are tread, I'm going to give it to you in the name of Jesus, because you went through the process, and now I'm about to use you in a more mighty way. If you believe that, give him glory. Amen. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody. Hey, she got her. Hallelujah. 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 Give him glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm still standing because God has something for me on the other side. You're still standing because the Lord has something for you on the other side. Amen. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Come on, give him praise. I'm about finished. Amen. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. 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 You'll be able to look the devil in the face and tell him to go back to whence he came, because God has brought you through. And you'll say, if that's the best you can do, I ain't even worried about it. I already done walked through heck. I've already been through high water, and I made it through that. I'm sure able to make it through this. Amen. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Hey, 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 good God Almighty. Woo. Amen. 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 Great God Almighty. Cause of the anointing, I'll be back. Amen. I'm just paying the price. You know, the last thing too is that Job, on that last, the little last part of his life, it talks about how the daughters, oh, y'all don't hear me. I'm speaking to the daughters in the church right now. I had to do it. Received an inheritance. Great God Almighty. That was unusual. That was out of the ordinary back then. But when God blessed him the second time, he let his daughters share in the inheritance. And I want to tell you, at God's Miracle Church, the daughters are sharing in the inheritance. God is going to use you mightily too in this last days. In the last days. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. If y'all don't hear me today. Hallelujah. Great God Almighty. Amen. Glory to God. Stand to your feet. We finish. I'm going to do this closing and get out of here. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, sometimes we think we know God. And we do, in a sense. But the thing, and I'm going to get a little bit of feedback from this or blowback, but Job didn't really know God in an intimate way. He knew of God. Oh, God, help me. Some of y'all Bible scholars know that he went through some stuff. Amen. But Job didn't really know God in an intimate way. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Until he went through what he went through. Amen. Praise God. Nothing like a trial. Come on, Pastor Linda. Nothing like a trial that will cause us to get close to God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because Job even said, he said, I've heard of you, but now I've seen you. Amen. Praise God. And then God started to turn it around for him. And you might have had a relationship with God, but the trials come to cause you to have more intimacy with him, to bring more glory on your life. Amen. Paul said it like this, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not even worthy to be compared to the glory that's going to be revealed in us. Amen. Romans 8:18. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Father, we thank you as we pray. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. As we pray, I want you to know.